Hey guys, I'm just looking at a news article here, and it says Trudeau pledges support for Ukraine, mum on support for next step in NATO membership. What on earth does that mean? Trudeau pledges support for Ukraine, mum on support for next step in NATO membership. Does that mean Trudeau's mum is from Ukraine? I didn't know his mom was from Ukraine. What do you know about that? No, it doesn't mean that. It doesn't mean that, okay? So, how do you know?
That nice SUV there. Cool.
So, how do you know that this, in this article, it's not talking about a mom? How do you know that? Well, you know that because of the spelling of the word busy.
All these cars driving around.
Ruining my videos. So, the spelling of the word mum in Canada, we spell it with an O. M-O-M.
Wow, look at that nice sunset there, guys. And look at these nice clouds. Wow, welcome to BC, Canada. This is such a beautiful place. Wow, I came at just the right time for the sunset. I didn't even realize.
What's the time now? It is, I got a bit blinded by the sun temporarily. It's 9:02. So it's just after 9 o'clock in the evening, not in the morning.
And the sun is setting over there in the west or the northwest. That's about west there, and in the summer, the sun sets over there in Canada, kind of in the north. So we're getting close to the longest day of the year.
Yeah, it's about middle of June right now. So we've got about a week left till the longest day of the year. So this is what it kind of looks like here in the summer in Canada. Just nice open spaces here. And yeah, so welcome. Welcome to BC, Canada, guys. If you think this is beautiful, smash like. Thank you guys for always giving me a like, and just all your support, comments, and just the usual thing. I just want to say thank you. Just stop and appreciate you guys for a split second before we continue the English lesson. A split second means just a very short moment. Just a couple seconds. So that's the clue, okay? The spelling of the word mum. So very often English words, depending on how they're spelled, it gives away, you know, where someone is from. For example, like British people, they spell mum M-U-M, right? Other people, other English speakers around the world spell it with a U. But here in Canada and the US, we spell it with an O, okay? So that's why we know, because this is a Canadian news article, that's why we know they wouldn't make a stupid mistake like that. If they don't know how to spell the word mum, well, they should probably go back to kindergarten. Is that where you learn how to spell mum? Kindergarten or preschool? So we know it's not that meaning. So what does it mean? Let's take another look, okay? Trudeau pledges support for Ukraine, mum on support for next step in NATO membership. Okay, the other clue is you can see a comma in between the words Ukraine and mum. So anytime there's a comma, that means there's like a pause, right? So if it was talking about a Ukraine mum, like a Ukrainian mother, there wouldn't be a comma there. So it's kind of like two separate pieces, right? Trudeau pledges support for Ukraine. That's one piece. The second piece is mum on support for next step in NATO membership. So what do you think that could mean? I'm kind of drawing this out. You're probably chomping at the bit to know what this word mum means. What could it mean? Mum. You probably just thought it had one meaning. Mother, but it has another meaning. And this is a news, I think this is CTV News, okay? So it's a big news, you know, outlet here in Canada, right? So if they're using a word like this, well, then it's important. You know, maybe you want to know what it means, because if you come to Canada, you probably read the news. You might read CBC News or CTV News or whatever. So you should, and it's not just a Canadian word. This is a English, universal English word. So it's good for you to know. Okay. What was I going to say? Oh yeah. The idiom, chomping at the bit. Okay. If you are chomping at the bit, that means you're excited about something. Right, you're eager to find out this information, what I'm going to tell you. Man, guys, just look at that sunset again. Aren't these clouds like, they're just like, I don't know, I kind of like the formation. Like over there, there's no clouds. Well, there's a few clouds, but then just like toward the sunset, there's just all those little, like, I don't know. You know, the sky is so beautiful. Every day it's different, right? It's like a different painting. It's like a canvas, you know. Every day there's a new painting. So it's exciting, you know. I love watching the sunsets and sunrises, although I don't usually wake up early enough to catch the sunrises. Maybe that will be my New Year's resolution next year. Not this year. It's too late for... Oh, look at this. Someone left their hoodie. Look at that, someone left their hoodie. I think it's a hoodie. It's a zip-up sweater, but very often those kind of zip-up sweaters also have a hood, and they're called a hoodie. But yeah, anyway, so chomping at the bit, that's your idiom for today. And now, should we get on to the main matter at hand, which is the meaning of the word mum. So mum means silent. So Trudeau is silent about the next step, or what does it say, support for the next step in NATO membership. I don't know why this article is talking about that, but maybe they asked him, hey Trudeau, what's Canada's next step in NATO membership, and maybe he didn't answer. I don't know, maybe he dodged the question. When you dodge the question, that means you avoid it, right? Politicians love dodging the question. So anyway, I don't really care about the meaning of this article, but I just wanted to teach you the word mum, because I saw this and I thought, oh, that would be an advanced English word that maybe my subscribers would be interested to know, because it's real English news. Okay, so mum, if you're mum about something, it just means you know, you're silent. You're not talking about that. So yeah, it's kind of a strange word, isn't it, mum? So what this title means is Trudeau pledges support for Ukraine, but he is mum on support for the next step in NATO membership. And very often the titles of news articles, they don't have like periods, you know. Actually, like, it kind of looks like, it in a way, it kind of looks like this is a grammar mistake. Like, it would be like a comma splice. To use a comma in a way that's not supposed, like, to kind of connect two things just with a comma. Commas are not powerful enough to do that, right? You need to use a conjunction, a connecting word, like but or and or something like that. But in this case, it looks like a grammar mistake, but... you know, it's just the title of an article. So titles of articles or YouTube videos, that kind of, so they don't follow normal grammar rules or punctuation rules or that kind of thing. So now you know what mum means. Like I said, the spelling, if this were in the UK, for example, then it might be more confusing, because then mum and mum are spelt the same. But in Canada or the US, it's a bit easier to remember, because we spell mum with an O, M-O-M. How do you spell mum? Let me know down in the comments. So just remember that mum means silent. So Trudeau, in this case, is mum. He's a mum. He's a mother. No, I shouldn't give examples that will confuse you. Sometimes people tell me that, hey Mark, don't give examples that confuse us. That was just a joke. I was just trying to make a joke that Trudeau's a
Trudeau's a mum, or that his mum is from Ukraine, or that kind of stuff. But no, it just means he is silent. Has nothing to do with mothers. Mother's Day. Hey, Mother's Day was a few days ago, right? A few weeks ago? A few weeks ago in May was Mother's Day. So happy belated Mother's Day if you are a mother. And hope you're not mums. Should mums stay mum? Ah, that's not a good thing. Mums have good things to say, right? So mums should not stay mum. But for some reason, Trudeau is staying mum. Let me know, are you a mum? Are you a mum? That's kind of funny. I just made that up. Hey, that's a joke. Have you ever made up a joke? I'm proud of myself. I made up a good joke. I'll put my phone in my pocket. Give myself a pat on the back. Good joke, Mark. A mum. That's great. So anyway, I'm just walking around in circles here around this, what is this up? Just a big field, open field of grass. Wow, it's nice. It's like freshly mowed. It's not too long, right? This is, wow, it's just so great to be from such a nice, beautiful country like Canada. I'm so thankful for that. A lot of my subscribers are newcomers to Canada, so welcome here. Welcome to Canada if you're a newcomer. And just, I don't know, I'm losing my voice. That's a sign that I should end this video because I'm rambling. But I just want to say welcome here if you guys are a newcomer. And I hope you enjoy it as much as I enjoyed. Hey, there's the moon. Look at that. It's the moon and the sun. Interesting. Anyway, well, I'll sign off for now. Hope you guys have a great day wherever you are. Take care. God bless. And I'll see you over in the next episode of Mad English TV. Take care.